And welcome back a third time to In-Depth, our PSA program on Lotus Radio. I have a whole mess of guests for this one. All right, it is Matthew Vaughn from Catholic Charities in Northern Nevada. Yet again, Matt.
Yeah, I'm a regular here, but I'm okay with that.
I'm totally okay with it as well. Tracy Rodriguez from Community Health Alliance is in as well.
Hello.
And then Kimberly Hargrove from the Children's Cabinet. How are all three of you?
Great, thank you.
Great, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And the reason all three of you are here is you are uniting for Project Homeless Connect. Matthew, what's going on with this thing?
So this is an event that basically Catholic Charities oversees year after year. And Project Homeless Connect is not unique to our community. This is actually an event that is held by organizations across the country. And in some places like San Francisco, where there is a large homeless population, they actually hold this event several times a year because of the fact that there are just so many people in need in that community. But here in Reno, this is something that's been going on for the last decade or so. And essentially, it's just a way for local nonprofits and service organizations in our area to come together under one roof with one goal in mind, and that's to end homelessness in our community. You know, it's something that is very evident when you drive around the downtown area. You see people, especially near the Record Street shelter. So it's a problem that we hope to fix, and something that we want to get people moving out of poverty and into sustainable living. We want to get them back on their feet is really the goal. And by having all these different service organizations in one place, it allows these people to see what kinds of resources are out there and see what kind of help they can get, because that's what we're all here for, essentially, is to get these people the help they need to turn their lives around.
For sure. So ballpark figure, how many nonprofits are going to be involved with this thing?
Last year, we had 90-plus organizations. This year, we're looking at right around 80. So it's a big community gathering. We have everything from medical and dental services to veterans resources, food resources, food assistance, anything you can think of, anything that someone living in poverty might be facing if they have a hurdle or something that they're struggling with. We try to fill those gaps by having all the different agencies represented there. And that's why we wanted to have several organizations that are participating be here today to kind of talk about their experience with it and also just to talk a little bit about what they do here in the community and how they help those in need.
For sure. All right. Well, speaking of, why don't we move on to Tracy Rodriguez from Community Health Alliance. Tracy, what do you do?
Hi. So, yes, my name is Tracy Rodriguez for the Community Health Alliance. I'm a care coordinator at our Record Street Health Center.
Okay.
So we're one of six health centers through Community Health Alliance. And what's nice about us is we're right on the Record Street campus. So we're right there, you know, seeing in our homeless population every single day. And we provide medical services at our health center. We not only provide medical services, but also dental and behavioral health. So we have a lot of services that we can provide to our population to just make sure that they get the all-around integrated care every day. And so we're really excited to be partnering up with Catholic Charities and being there and letting them know that, you know, Community Health Alliance is there to provide medical dental services. We will be having our mobile van there with our dental providers, just being able to offer those services to our homeless community, as well as our medical staff providing that medical education. We're one of the FQHCs here in town, and so we're very excited to be there. And thank you to Catholic Charities for allowing us to be there and making sure, you know, this event keeps going on and organizing it.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep on moving down the line. Kimberly Hargrove from Children's Cabinet. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks. So have you been involved with this before, I
yes,
assume?
Yes. We have. Actually, it's probably been about, I think, our sixth or seventh year this year that we've have partnered with Catholic Charities. And so so very excited to continue doing it.
Very cool.
at the event itself. We always have a team there that's from our Safe Place program, which I oversee. And our Safe Place program is a program that we have been implementing in the community for about over a little bit of a decade, since 2003. And we, with that program, go out, have outreach workers that go out to the river and Record Street campus and talk to youth and try to let them know about what we have available to them, our transitional living program that we have, Center for Aspiring Youth that houses 12 to 17-year-olds. We have 15 beds available. So if a youth feels threatened in any way in the community or school or at home, they can call our 1-800 number 24 hours a day. So we'll have a team there talking and giving information about that. We'll have a team from our supporting early education program at the event that will also be letting people know about our resources that we have, our child care subsidy, and also be able to assist with Medicaid, CHIP, TANF, and SNAP applications.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. And we also are will be handing out hygiene packets, gloves, socks. We're taking donations right now for the event.
Very good.
We're busy assembling the hygiene projects or packets right now. We will... anybody in the community that wants to donate anything, we're taking it at our donation drop-offs at our Rock office. And also they can go on our website, www.childrenscabinet.org. We have an Amazon wish list on the website there. And so looking for, you know, beanies, gloves, socks, anything for the warm, cold weather to keep them warm. And
Very cool. Wow. Tracy and Kimberly, just to jump on it. Laid it all out there on the table. Thank you very much. And we're going to move back to Matthew. Let's get the kind of the nuts and bolts, the dates and the times and where and when and all that.
Right.
Stuff.
So this event is happening January 30th. It's Tuesday from 7 a.m. to noon. And it's going to be at the Reno Event Center. And that's where we've held it year after year. And really excited to get back into that space because it really allows us to bring in as many organizations as we do. And as you know, you just heard, this problem really just it affects our entire community, everything from youth to seniors. So you know, we want to make sure that those people are getting the help they need and that they are getting put in touch with these resources. We usually have more than 1,000 people come through the doors for this event every year. Wow. So we know that there's a need out there. We know there's a lot of people who are struggling and could really use the assistance. So we're just thankful that so many organizations are willing to participate and come together and really work together as a community. And we're also going to be collecting warm clothing items over the next few days, kind of leading up to the event in the coming weeks. So if you want to bring them down to either of our thrift stores or to any of our donation centers, we're going to be making sure along with Children's Cabinet that there are lots of warm clothing items getting out to these people, especially during these cold winter months.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you all of you for coming in, Matthew, Kimberly, and Tracy. And I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for what you provide. You're very welcome.